Some profitable multi-state corporations are dodging state income taxes across the nation and here in Wisconsin. And you and I are picking up the tab, according to our guest this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, December the 8th. We will talk with Bruce Spate this hour. He is the director of WISPRG, the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. WISPRG, in conjunction with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, released this new study yesterday that found that these companies are avoiding state income taxes. The study examined 265 profitable companies in the Fortune 500 and found that 68 of them avoided state income taxes in at least one of the last 3 years. And 20 of them had an average tax rate of zero or less. Well, we wonder what questions you have about this or what your reactions are to this. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Bruce Spate, the director of WISPRG, joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, this doesn't seem fair.
I agree. It is unfair. At the end of the day, individual taxpayers in Wisconsin and states across the country and small businesses in Wisconsin are disproportionately stuck with paying for the services that government provides because companies can hire an army of tax attorneys to help them figure out ways around paying their share.
Some of the companies, though, their spokespeople anyway, are saying, "We're not doing anything wrong. We are complying with the laws." Is that right?
That is. It's not illegal, but that doesn't make it okay. I think it's a matter of transparency and fairness. And if we all use the services that our tax dollars provide, our roads, our education system, that enable businesses as well to succeed and our economy to thrive. So the idea here is that we're all chipping in to have those services. And, again, just because a company, we disproportionately see it among larger companies who tend to have the resources to hire tax attorneys who can help them figure out ways around the law, or ways around what they're able to do, rather, or what they're supposed to pay. It ends up making it more costly for the rest of us.
Why should a corporation pay state income taxes anyway?
Well, because...
Don't they pay other taxes?
Well, they do, but the idea is that that's primarily how we have state revenues to pay for the infrastructure that makes their business successful, and allows our economy to thrive, enables commerce. So, in fact, the percentage of state revenues that comes from corporate income taxes, which we think is an important measure of whether or not they're paying their fair share, we've actually seen it dropping over the last decade. In 2000, it was about 10% of state revenues came from corporate income taxes. More recently, it's more around 7%. It had dipped as low as 5%. So again, when you look at that percentage, what that means is that we're having to find other ways to offset those costs when that source of revenue goes down.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example of one of the Fortune 500 companies examined in this study that isn't paying Wisconsin state income taxes?
Sure. Well, there were actually six companies in this report, and I should start by saying that we looked at only, or rather the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy looked at the 265 companies that made a profit all 3 years covered mm-hmm. in this report, so from 2008 to 2010. So these are companies that are profiting, is important to note out of the gates. But there were six that are headquartered here in Wisconsin, and I think the most egregious would be Rockwell Automation, who reported profits of $670 million, and they reported rebates of $17 million. So it was, in other words, a negative tax. They were not paying taxes and, in fact, getting rebates.
Oh, so the state of Wisconsin was actually giving them some sort of credit, tax credit.
Well, to be clear,
or whatever, a rebate is actually what it's called.
This isn't only necessarily Wisconsin, because, you know, we're cumulative, right, looking at these companies and the state taxes that they owed across the country. So not necessarily only Wisconsin, but they are a company based in Wisconsin that was getting money
and
back.
Why is Wisconsin or any other state giving a company that makes that kind of money tax money back?
Well, because the company finds a way to do that through their tax filing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is exactly what they're exploiting, are these loopholes that enable them to, in effect, work the tax system to not pay anything.
I get it, because I was going to ask you as to how you could have a tax rate of less than zero, and that's how you do that.
Right.
Uh-huh. What else besides other places besides Rockwell?
Well, the other companies that were based here in Wisconsin are Wisconsin Energy, Kohl's Department Stores, Harley Davidson. In these companies, what we found is that their tax rates were significantly lower than what they actually owe. And, you know, cumulatively, these companies, you know, what I think is interesting about this report is it actually looks at or takes an average corporate income tax rate of 6.2%, which if you averaged out all the states, that's what it would come to. And what this report found is that these 265 companies paid an effective tax rate of 3.1%. So half of what is the national average. And that was the equivalent of $42 billion then. So we're talking about a lot of money that you and I are having to offset.
Yeah, so what do you hope results from this study?
Well, we need to close corporate tax loopholes. We need our state legislatures. Here in Wisconsin, we have work to do, and in states across the country and federally, because there are also federal tax loopholes. I think the most egregious, which a lot of listeners have probably heard about, are corporate tax havens, where companies can direct money to subsidiaries in places like the Cayman Islands and getting out of paying their federal taxes or significantly reduce what they owe. So we need to close those loopholes. This is a matter of fairness, all of us chipping in to pay for the services that enable all of us to to get around and for our economy to succeed. So.
Well, we have lots of callers who have questions or reactions to this report, and we will get to them in just a moment. Our guest is Bruce Spate, director of WISPRG, the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. WISPRG, along with the Institute for, I lost the name of the other institute.
Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy
released this report yesterday that found that many profitable multi-state corporations are dodging state taxes across the nation and here in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Checking the weather forecast for today. It's going to be partly to mostly cloudy, a slight chance of light snow near Lake Superior. Highs today will be in the upper teens in the north to the low 30s in the south. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up this afternoon during At Issue with Ben Marins, healthy living promotes healthier living. But many practice the opposite. Today after 5, Ben and his guests will discuss healthier living for individuals and communities. That's coming up after 5 this afternoon. We are talking about a study that was released yesterday by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy and WISPRG, the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group, on companies that are avoiding state income taxes in this country and in the state of Wisconsin. And we're talking about what that means to you and me and for Wisconsin, and welcoming your questions and your reactions to this for our guest, Bruce Spate, who is director of WISPRG. And we have lots of callers, so let's go straight to the phones. Lauren in Delavan is with us. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Joy. Thank you very much for taking my call. The question I have is, I don't understand Bruce's point whatsoever, because corporations don't pay taxes. The customers of their products and services pay the taxes. If you raise the tax on a corporation, the price of their products and services will go up accordingly. So either way, the public is paying for the tax. So I'd like to have your guest explain his point a little better than this.
Yeah, but wait, Lauren, before you go, we're not talking about raising taxes, but paying the tax.
Right, but, you know, to say that a company doesn't pay its taxes because there are certain government loopholes to be castigating them for that would be the same as saying, well, Joy, since you own a home and you write off your mortgage interest, you're not really paying your fair share. It doesn't make any sense, because that is the law. They're only doing what the law says they can do.
Yeah. So,
and even if they were to raise the tax, so this is the point. If I was to say, I was to go to Harley Davidson and say, I want to raise your corporate income tax by 10%. Well, the products that they sell and the services they provide will go up by an according amount to cover that 10% marginal tax increase. So the people are going to be paying that tax anyway.
Mm-hmm. What about that, Bruce?
Well, I have a couple thoughts on that. One would be that, well, this is a common talking point about corporate taxation. And, you know, I guess I'm ambivalent on the point. I mean, I guess there's certainly, I think, a worthwhile debate over, well, whether or not corporations should even pay taxes. And I think that's, you know, something that we, the people of Wisconsin and of the country, have to, you know, debate and decide. I personally think that, yeah, while it might be true that they pass that cost down, at the end of the day, companies are using services, so they should, pay for them. I mean, I think it would be, I guess the caller is suggesting then that only individual taxpayers should pay for the services that allow companies to succeed. And yeah, I guess I don't agree with that. I think companies also should have to, chip in for that since they're using them. So that's a worthwhile debate. But I think the bigger concern here is that actually there's inequity among different businesses. Again, these are loopholes that some companies are exploiting that others are not. And it particularly disadvantages small businesses in Wisconsin because, well, for example, Toys R Us is one of the most notorious examples where they have a subsidiary that owns their logo, Baby Joey. That subsidiary is based in Delaware, where companies don't have to pay income taxes on intellectual property, like the Baby Joey logo. So then what different, so their subsidiaries in other states will then pay that subsidiary for the use of the Baby Joey logo. And that then isn't reported profit in the states where, you know, they're sending the money to pay for the logo. So then, you know, and sometimes what can happen is they can even report a loss. So, you know, this is again how it gets to not paying, you know, any income tax in the state. So that's an example of where Toys R Us can exploit the fact that they're multi-state, and you know, a small business in Wisconsin doesn't have that luxury. So in effect, we're disadvantaging small businesses in Wisconsin, who, you know, either because they can't hire the tax attorneys to figure out the loophole or the way around paying what they actually owe, they get out of it.
Well, I would have given Lauren a follow-up question, but he has dropped off. But what about his analogy that what you're saying is the same as saying I'm not paying my fair share of income taxes because I deduct my mortgage interest on my income taxes?
Well, you know, right, again, we're not saying that what they're doing is illegal. And so, yeah, I think Well, the difference here would be that, you know, most individual taxpayers, while, you know, certainly we work to figure out how we can pay the least amount, you know, what we're seeing with a lot of companies is, well, again, with Rockwell Automation, I mean, this is a company that made $670 million and they have rebates of $17 million. I mean, I don't know of a lot of individual taxpayers in Wisconsin that, you know, are making those sums of money and finding out a way to actually get money back. So, yeah, I guess it's not an unfair analogy, but again, it's to make the point that if you have the resources to, to kind of game the system in your favor, that it's not that fair for the rest of us. And again, what ends up happening is that a lot of individual taxpayers and small businesses, we're stuck having to make up that revenue.
Mary Beth on Facebook writes, I think there's no chance of changing this situation. States want these corporations for the jobs they create in the state. Anything to close loopholes and close offshore tax shelters will have to come at a federal level, and I don't see the will to do that among legislators. Does she have a point?
Well, certainly one of the arguments that's used is, you know, this is to lure businesses, that we, you know, enact loopholes to, less enact loopholes, but, you know, find ways to lure businesses. But, you know, I think that there's a real problem with that argument, and this is that if, in fact, businesses were only considering taxation, they'd probably only be located in states that have zero corporate income tax. Like, they'd all be in South Dakota. And they're not. And that's because businesses also want to have access to markets. They want to have access to an educated workforce, to good infrastructure. And so, you know, that's what makes a lot of other states appealing. I think that politically, this is a real challenge. I mean, I think, you know, it also kind of taps into some of the sentiments we're seeing in the country right now, where people feel like, you know, the same rules don't apply to, you know, perhaps the wealthy and well-connected that they do to everyone else. And so, again, I think that's where this is a matter of fairness, where just because you have a lot of resources, you can find a way to get out of, paying your share. And so it is difficult. We're going up against, you know, some of the most powerful and wealthy and well-connected folks in the country, in the state. But we've got to keep at it because it is unfair to the rest of us.
Our next caller is Saul in Stevens Point. Hi, Saul.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
the fallacy in that caller's logic about if you raise taxes on a corporation, then we just pay more for their products. But I don't own a Harley-Davidson. So the people that buy the products pay increased prices for those products, but it has nothing to do with whether the company should pay taxes or not. So meanwhile, they're paying their taxes. My roads, my potholes get filled. And if somebody buys a more expensive Harley-Davidson, you know, that's the way it goes. So it's not uniformly distributed that when you raise corporate income taxes, the public as a general, you know, that everybody in the public pays more. That's not true.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks very much, Saul, for that point. Let me take one more call before news time. I don't know why that didn't work. The call I was going to take didn't. Laurel in Madison is with us. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I prepare taxes, not for big corporations, but for small companies and for individuals. And generally, if somebody doesn't have taxes that are due, it's because they've invested the money in something, perhaps labor. Perhaps the labor that went into creating the logo in Delaware. I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything yet where these companies have legitimate loopholes where they're actually taking advantage of anything. And also, you know, there's an awful lot of, and I work for the state of Wisconsin, by the way, there's an awful lot of waste that goes along with state government. And when did it become a noble cause to pay tax? Most of the money that's paid to income taxes doesn't go toward roads. It goes toward the salaries of the big administrators.
Well, some of it goes towards roads. Bruce?
Yeah, right. Well, I don't guess it's necessarily so much, I guess it's personal opinion whether it's noble or not. I mean, it's just, you know, again, the point that, I mean, yeah, there are certain things that I think we all want to have. And state taxes do go towards roads. But, you know, I think this caller is also, Laurel is pointing to, yeah, sure, we should ferret out waste in government. We should work to reduce the cost. And I think that's all a good thing. And we should work towards that. And in fact, we've been on this show to talk about waste in the road building industry. So I think there are a lot of places we can look to cut cost and save taxpayers money. But none of those services are free, at least yet. You know, if we want to have roads and bridges, if we want to have schools, if we want to have the infrastructure that, you know, government provides, then we've got to find a way to pay for it. And I think the caller also kind of got at the idea that they're, you know, it's investments is what's leading to them not actually paying taxes. And yeah, there are legitimate ways that companies can, you know, because they're making an investment, they don't end up paying as much in taxes or less. But, you know, if they're, again, able to just exploit that to pay nothing or to pay much less than the rest of us are, I think that's the problem here. Again, this is leveling the playing field.
We are talking with Bruce Spaeth. He is director of WISPRG, the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. WISPRG, along with another organization, the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, released a study yesterday on how a lot of profitable companies are avoiding state income taxes. And we're talking about why and what that means. And we'll continue after we check the latest news. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with a guest this hour who says some profitable multi-state corporations are dodging state income taxes across the nation and here in Wisconsin. And we are talking about what this means to Wisconsin and to you. And we're welcoming your questions. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. To recap, this study found that out of 265 profitable companies in the Fortune 500, 68 of them avoided state income taxes in at least one of the last 3 years. And 20 of them had an average tax rate of zero or less. We are talking with a guest from the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group, or WISPRG, about this study and how Wisconsin residents are losing out because these corporations are not paying enough in state income taxes or paying what they should be paying in state income taxes. And again, we welcome your thoughts and questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Bruce Spaeth is our guest, director of WISPRG, the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. And I should clarify that these corporations say they are doing nothing illegal. They are just finding loopholes or deductions or something that allows them to avoid paying state income taxes in a state. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, it's not illegal, but it is. Well, again, we feel like it's just kind of exploiting a situation, and again, it's negatively affecting the rest of us. That's the concern. Our point here is it's about leveling the playing field. You know, should we as individual taxpayers, should small businesses in Wisconsin have to pick up the tab for companies that can figure out a way around paying what their share is?
And one thing that you think is called for based on a study like this is that the, at least federally, some of these tax loopholes need to be closed, like the one that allows offshore tax havens. You also think that in Wisconsin we could do things differently. There are some reforms that we could put into the tax policy that would be fairer.
That's correct. Right. Well, one common technique used in states is to factor in for a company, three factors, what's called the triple factor formula, which looks at sales, payroll, and also property that companies owe, and that all three of those things are factored in to what they owe. And the reason for that is that a company could be based in Wisconsin but have no sales in Wisconsin, and then if we're only factoring in sales, that would enable them to be based here and use our infrastructure but owe nothing because their sales aren't in Wisconsin. And that is exactly what happens sometimes. So one of the reforms we've advocated for is that we should use the triple factor formula. We should take all three of those factors, payroll, property, and sales, into consideration, again, so that we are companies are paying a share for the services and the infrastructure that they're using.
Let's go back to the phones. Bob in Appleton is with us. Hello, Bob.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just heard on public radio this morning that Wausau Paper in Brokaw is going to be closing their doors in March. 450 people are going to be losing their jobs. Now, my question to your guest is, would you rather have those 450 people working with their wages and benefits and paying the state and federal taxes that they are now, or would you rather have them collecting an unemployment check and having the rest of the state fill in for that burden? My personal opinion is, let's do what we can to keep businesses.
You're breaking up, Bob, but we get your sentiment. Your cell phone is breaking up. So Wausau Papers is closing. 450 jobs are going to be lost. Do you, you want the companies employing people, or do you want to tax them out of business?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously we want the jobs here. The goal here, I mean, I'm not here to advocate for a specific tax rate. All I'm here to say is, look, Wausau Paper, any company, depends on infrastructure. They're things that any business needs to succeed. And so, the implication here is that, the rest of us should, pick up the tab for that stuff, and the companies don't have any responsibility, and that's how we're going to be able to save jobs and have more jobs. And, I think that's the debate we have to have, right, is what is an appropriate rate of taxation. But, at the end of the day, all I'm saying is, we do need infrastructure. We do need services that government provides. Sure, let's work to make them more efficient, more cost efficient. Absolutely. But, none of that stuff is free. So that's the real debate here, is how are we going to pay for the things that both we as individuals need and businesses need? And do businesses have a responsibility? I believe they do, to help pay for that. I'm not saying I'm saying that we all should be chipping in to have those things. And I think that in some ways that's kind of an oversimplification, to suggest that, I don't know the details we've just found out about Wausau Paper. So I don't know exactly what has happened there and why they've made that decision.
Right. I don't either. And we're looking it up because that is, that's very unfortunate. And our hearts go out to the people in Wausau who were employed there. But the paper industry in general is running into all sorts of problems because of outsourcing and other issues. I don't think Wausau Papers is closing because of the amount of taxes that they are paying. Thank you, Bob, for calling. And we will go to Laverne in Monroe next. Hello, Laverne.
Hello, Joy. Great program.
Well, thank you for calling, Laverne.
Hello, Bruce.
Good morning.
You ought to go on CBS's 60 Minutes.
He'll think about it, Oliver. What's your reaction to this report?
Well, he's right. There's just too many tax loopholes, and they've talked about that for years. I wish they'd do something about it. But I'm expected to pay my property taxes, otherwise they take my house away from me. If I don't pay my income tax, they can throw me in jail. Something's wrong here, and you're right. The issue should be talked about. And you're talking about it, so thank you for coming on the program and comment on the. Is there a kind of comparison with property taxes and corporate taxes? Because that's another way of taxing.
Right. Well, one of the important differences in the context of what we're talking about is that property taxes are local taxes. So they're going to your city, your local municipality. But I think it is interrelated where you know, our roads and, for example, infrastructure is paid for not only out of state revenues, but also out of property taxes. You know, so one of the things we've advocated for is, you know, we think that, you know, speaking of waste, that we, you know, continue to build more road infrastructure and not repair our local roads. And in fact, the most recently passed a budget cut funding for local road repair. And so then your property taxes have to pick that up. And so then, you know, to carry this through the whole topic here, you know, if corporations in the state are getting out of paying their share, their less state revenues, and then, you know, we have to maybe cut funding for local roads, which then ends up coming back to you. So, you know, again, this is exactly the debate we need to have. And I think the critical piece is that there is absolute transparency in, you know, where the money is coming from and what it's being spent on, so that we, the people, can, you know, make informed decisions and, you know, push our legislators to make wise decisions. But there is an interplay there. And I think that is increasingly what we're seeing, you know, as companies are exploiting more and more loopholes, the burden does get shifted. And, you know, that's exactly the point we're working to make, is that, you know, if we want to have those services, we got to pay for them. And shouldn't we all chip in for them?
Well, by the way, this statement from Wausau Paper's president and CEO, Thomas Howitt: I wish to express my sincere gratitude to our print and color employees for their unceasing efforts to re-engineer and sustain this business. Our decision to exit print and color was ultimately driven by dramatic and irreversible market demand decline and the need for consolidation to bring these markets properly into balance. So that's the reason given by the CEO and of Wausau Paper, Tom Howitt. I don't quite understand the print and color employees aspect of that, if it's just the that's a division of Wausau Paper that's closing, but that's what I have. All right, we are talking about how corporations, profitable corporations, are avoiding paying state income taxes in many states, including Wisconsin. And we're wondering if there's anything wrong with this, in your opinion, or what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. It's going to be partly to mostly cloudy today, a slight chance of light snow near Lake Superior. Highs today in the upper teens in the north to the low 30s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 8 o'clock, you can't live forever, but your words can. I'll be talking with a guest about how to create memorable, quotable language. We'll talk with the author of Word Hero coming up in our next hour. Right now, we are talking with Bruce Spade, who is director of WISPRG, the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. And we are talking about a study that WISPRG, along with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, released yesterday. It's a report that finds that some profitable Wisconsin-based companies are avoiding state taxes. And John in Cedarburg is our next caller. Hello, John.
Yes, hello. Say, I just wanted to make a comment that I find it ironic that recent controversial Supreme Court decision that allows corporations to have the same rights as individuals in terms of in some ways have more rights than individuals in terms of campaign contributions, that these corporations can play it both ways and have the same rights of individuals. Secondly, I think this problem extends beyond corporations, that wealthy people in general, and I would put myself in an upper income bracket, have many more resources to avoid paying taxes as well, and in the form of hiring tax attorneys. I just think it's a wider spread problem than just the issue of corporations, and it really needs to be addressed in a broad brush way, so that there is a level playing field for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to address that in a broad brush way, Bruce Spade?
Well, I guess I agree generally with what the caller said, I think he's referencing the Citizens United Supreme Court decision, and yes, that's something that we at Wisperg are very concerned about. I think it gets back to this, I think some of the sentiments we're seeing across the country right now from, the Tea Party to Occupy Wall Street, this kind of frustration, with the way things are done. And, and I think, again, it kind of taps into, just this feeling that, like the caller said, if you're wealthy and well-connected, well, you operate by a different set of rules. And, that's, again, the thrust of this report is to say that companies that, have the resources are able to do that. They are pretty much operating by a different set of rules. And, even though they're profiting, they walk away with, out having to pay for the infrastructure they use that enables their business to succeed. So, and maybe another example too. There was a lot of hubbub. Was about a year ago that GE, despite I think it was $5 billion in profits, paid no, federal income taxes. There are other instances like Goldman Sachs. They had $2 billion in profits in 2008. Their CEO makes $42 million. Yet they only pay $14 million in federal income taxes. The whole thing just seems rigged for the wealthy and well-connected. And that's our point here is, let's level the playing field, like the caller just said. And let's make sure that we, the individual taxpayers and the small businesses in Wisconsin aren't, unfairly burdened because the well-connected get out of paying their share.
Thank you, John. Next, we go to Jesse in Eau Claire. Hello, Jesse.
Yes, hi. Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment that I think that this problem has more of a trickle-down effect than we might think. Like, my experience is that my child's father owns a company, and it's not necessarily a large company, it's a small company, but he makes a pretty good income, but he's able to write off basically everything to the point where he shows a negative income and basically pays zero child support. So not only does he not pay taxes, but he also doesn't pay child support.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can comment on that or not, but just getting around the responsibility by using loopholes.
Right. Yeah, it's a similar principle, I guess, or problem. But yeah, I can't speak to that specifically.
Next, we go to John in Waukon, Iowa. Hello, John.
Hello. Good morning. I have a couple points that I'd like to address with the previous caller, who was talking about companies passing the increased taxes onto their products and the consumers, and then comparing that to a home mortgage. And these are for-profit companies. Excuse me. And so, I don't think they're going to be able to pass all of those on to their consumers because then their products may be too expensive. And I just think that their stockholders may not make as much money and the company may not be as profitable as what they would be if they were paying their fair share taxes.
All right. Anything further on that?
Well, I think the caller is right. I think that, it just seems to me, I think most people, I certainly feel that, just this notion that, the implication of that caller earlier was that, maybe the company shouldn't pay anything. And that, because again, it's just going to get passed on to consumers. So why don't we just charge individuals? I think that, again, if you're a business and you're using, the infrastructure and the services, then you got to chip in. And like this caller said, it's not so simple as that because, right, markets play into this too. And, the free market, forces companies to compete. But if you're going to use the infrastructure, you got to chip in to pay for it, especially if you're profiting. It only seems fair.
Just as a brief recap, this study did examine those companies on the Fortune 500 list that made a profit, 265 corporations that were profitable, and they had to show a profit for each of the 3 years that the study looked at from 2008 to 2010. And there were three Wisconsin companies that fell into the study based on that criteria: Rockwell Automation, Harley-Davidson, and Kohl's. But I don't know, besides Rockwell Automation, if are we saying all three of those companies were not paying their fair share in Wisconsin income taxes?
Well, they were all below the, or rather, five of the six were below the average state corporate income tax of 6.2%. But then all six were actually below the state corporate income tax rate of 7.9%. So Rockwell Automation was the only one that had a negative tax or received rebates of the six.
Oh,
but
I see.
But yeah, they all. I mean, you know, again, the kind of point of this report is that you know, these are you know, companies that, like you said, are reporting profits, and we're seeing that, you know, a large number of them are, even though they're making profits, paying.
Did the study show anybody was doing it the way you think they should be doing it?
Well, you know,
yeah,
honestly,
like paying more than their fair share based on the rest.
Well, you know, there are companies, you know, for example, like Whole Foods, for the 3-year period had a 10.3% you know, income tax rate. But you know, they are definitely the exception. If you look at the report, you know, most people are you know, in the 1, 2, 3, 4% range. Well, and again, you know, the average for all of these companies was 3.1%. So
I get it. Jim in Boscobel is with us. Hi, Jim.
Morning. I it's too late now, but I wish that this program had been more about information and less about opinion. Specifically, I would have liked to have heard the guest maybe hit on a couple of the main opportunities that companies use to lower their taxable income.
Okay.
There's a lot of ways to do it. I'm a business owner, and I do write off a lot. But everything that I write off is a reinvestment to grow my business. And, you know, that's incentivized by the government because that's what they want, theoretically. Now, if we don't want that, all we have to do is take that away, and I'll definitely stop doing it, as will other businesses. But I would have liked to have heard specifically, you know, what are a couple of the loopholes or the opportunities that they benefit from the most?
And I'm sorry that we didn't go. We were talking about ones you wanted to close, but how about ones that actually benefit the businesses?
Well, this caller, I feel like that's, you know, something the business community needs to stand up and, you know, and advocate for. You know, I don't know that I, you know, I guess generally my point is there shouldn't be loopholes, right? Everyone should operate by the, you know, the same rules. But then if there are, you know, tax credits or, you know, tax cuts or, you know, other things we can do that are, you know, good incentives that still ensure that, you know, everyone's chipping in to pay their share, then sure. I mean, that should be part of the debate. And, you know, again, look, my, you know, my point here isn't to advocate for any particular tax rate. I'm just saying what seems to be happening right now is unfair and not equal for all of us. That's the point here, is that there is inequity, and that if you are especially a multi-state company or even a multinational company, that you seem to have an ability to pay less than your share, and the rest of us then have to pick up what you're not paying.
We'll leave it there. Good place to leave it. And we have the report linked to our website and the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you want to take a look at it. Thanks, Bruce Bate, for being here.
Thank you.
Bruce Bate is the director of WISPRG, the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. Thanks to Rob Ferrett, to Bill Martins, and to Amanda Magnus for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.